Hello, walking cast here. This podcast would be best in the world.
Hi, welcome to the podcast with me, Joel Stern.
And me, Howard Stern.
Oh, come on.
He's another radio guy.
Though. He's another radio guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And Lem Regini.
Hi. Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Okay. do you know who annoy me? Have you ever been to on one of them boys holidays sort of thing? That place is like Malia and Magaluf.
Yeah, lads on tour.
People go, five shots, two Jager bombs, 4 euros. How does that sound? And they go, lads, where are you going? Oi, lads, where are you going, lads? Oi, come back. We don't want to go down there, man.
Honestly,
there's no girls down there. You come in here at about 11 o'clock, it livens right up. And so we might as well get in now.
When you've turned up, it's 7:30 and there's no one there.
Do you know them people, my arch nemesis? Like, they don't like me either. Like, me and them people, we just...
Now, it sounds
really
like...
don't click.
So you're talking about promoters?
Yeah, fucking hate them.
It sounds like you're stereotyping.
Yeah, they're all from up north, aren't they?
Yeah, I am.
It sounds like you're tarring a whole group of people with one brush, and I don't know if that's the vibe I'm comfortable with exploring.
You've got to go into HR.
Podcast. Yeah, who's head of our HR department?
Lem.
Lem. Can I file a formal complaint, or...
If you want to.
He says I'm being northist.
I'm more promotionist, more promoter.
Yeah.
What about them? Like, really,
I don't like them.
You?
Do you like them? I hate them. I really don't like them. I think I'm having a holiday. I'll go in that. I really don't like any. I don't like anything about them people.
Okay.
Don't like anything they stand for.
Right. Now you said that they don't like you either.
Yeah, because they always sort of like look at me, and I know they know we don't. They look at me as if to say, like, yeah, I don't like them.
Right.
Because
now you're sounding like a paranoid schizophrenic, and I'm struggling.
No, honestly,
with the kind of people who are going to go on a holiday.
But do you honestly like them people? Do you like them people?
You say them people, promoters know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it for a bit whilst I worked in the
car. Oh, you didn't? Did you really? Oh, why? Oh, and this whole time you didn't even mention it?
Yeah, of course, because I hate it. I hated myself.
Right, so you're...
I always knew there was...
I was never a where you going, mate, type of guy. It was just like handing out tickets, free entry with this wristband.
All right, where were you promoting?
Southampton University area.
All right, so I'm a Southampton student. I'm out walking past you. What was the bar you used to work at?
Rhino.
All right, so I'm out walking past Rhino. I'm not interested. I'm walking past.
You're right, mate. Where are you going today?
Cheers. I'm not being rude. I'm just going down this way. I'm going over to Yates's down there.
All right, fuck you then. Next.
Is that what you say?
All right, now, did you do well in this job?
No, it was only like on, say, like a Wednesday night when no one was around or something like that.
But what they do is they actually stand in front of you, didn't they, and stop you. And they go like, where are you going? Yeah. Where are you going? And they stand right in front of you and it's like, oh, don't do that. Don't. What are you doing? I'm trying to walk. And you just have to walk into them in the end. They're not going to move. Just walk into them. Towards the end of the year, I just completely blanked him. Towards the end of the year, completely, literally didn't even acknowledge him. Just walked straight through him.
Yeah, I'm starting to see where their hatred of you is coming from. So you went on a lad's holiday and you were just ploughing through promotions.
Yeah.
Like nobody's
don't
business.
Listen to him, right? Boys, don't listen to him. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Do you know what I mean? You can't be
Oh, God. You have a friendly guy over there trying to heckle us, just plough straight through him.
Yeah. You know, honestly, he's that guy struggling. He's on like below minimum wage and he's struggling in some like hot, boiling hot country. Yeah, fuck him.
I think if I was a promoter out there, I'd take a disliking to you.
Yeah. Well, would you? Yeah, but you. I'd hope. That
well,
you just, do
as
it.
A like in general, anyone just
but
trying
I'd
to plough through me.
But I hope you're not the sort of person that would want to do it. I didn't feel I'd really mix with people like that.
Well, I'm just the sort of person who wouldn't be very good at it. I'm not a good salesman. I'm not very assertive.
No,
neither am I.
No, neither am I.
Well, all right. Well, then there you go.
So we all don't like them then.
I'd been kind of indifferent.
Oh, Lem, you can't like them. They're annoying.
I don't really care. Just to be honest, I just ignore them. Just ignore them.
they chased me about, didn't they, everywhere?
Yeah.
No, I'm going home. I'm going home from work. What are you doing?
Just like when there's a bumblebee flying around you. If you just ignore it, it won't attack you.
Do you want, I've got a story like that as well. Like I was down Clacton.
When are you in Clacton?
I was on a roller coaster. I was like 13 on a roller coaster. And a wasp got down my shirt.
Right.
And I was like that and I couldn't get out. And I was on the roller coaster. I go, fuck, like, there's a wasp in my shirt. and then I had to go to the... Clacton Pier A&E, shout out to them. And they got like a credit card and scooped the poison out.
Who do you feel sorry for? The Red Cross in Africa or the Clacton Pier A&E department?
I'd rather be in Africa, to be honest, mate.
Just snotty little kids with fake wasp stings on them.
Yeah. I really want to go down to Clacton. I've never been.
I want to hear a story from George's that isn't Clacton related.
Yeah. Do you ever go anywhere else?
I just want one story that's not Clacton related. I've not been anywhere else.
But can we give a little shout out to our fan, Betty McMahon?
Betty
McMahon commented on our post. Now we don't know what you're saying, but oh, it sounds so bad, didn't it? It's in Spanish, and we can you speak Spanish?
I don't know why you suddenly started speaking slower to her. She obviously commented on the podcast by mistake.
Thank you, Betty.
Look, we're sorry, we don't understand your comment, but we are happy for listeners.
She basically said, right, can you speak Spanish, Joel, or Lem? No, you can't.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Right, what does that mean?
El bicho cabrón.
Yep, so you should have this. She put ha-ha, sissy perp, unstra, un duda, ha-ha, yo tell Levo, un mi maleta. Do you know what that means?
I think the pronunciation.
So, Betty, what we've made out so far is you've said we transferred it to English, and it says "sissy perp, haha." I'm still in doubt, haha. I carry you in my suitcase. We're judging by the haha. We're obviously your fans, so thanks for that. But if you could just clear it up, and we'll I don't know what we'll do. We'll
send you some merch.
We'll send you some merch. Yeah,
we got t-shirts,
caps,
stickers,
bottle openers,
you name it, fridge magnets.
Tea cozies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Coasters. Did he tell about coasters?
Yeah. We got the tea coasters. Yeah.
We obviously charge you for them.
Badges.
Well, let's be honest, we're not giving anything away.
You've got to make and buy yourself.
It's a bargain, Betty. Yeah. So just give us a tenner and you can easily have a badge. I'm sure Joel will sort something out with his boys.
Yeah, my boys will. my badge boys will get on it. Boys. Yeah, we're going to need more badges. Yeah.
Just one will do.
Yeah. Or if you actually want anything signed, then that costs obviously 30 quid, but you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got to get something else.
It's 30 quid each. We've got lovely pictures of us for a year. So,
I do it for the art mainly.
Yeah, I do it for the art. And
Lem, what do you do it for?
The money. No, I'm joking. I just do it because it's a lot of fun.
We do it. So cheers, Betty. Thanks. Yeah. I think you have a thanks, Joel and Lem as well. Thanks.
Betty, I'm not actually going to thank you because I believe that you commented on that podcast by mistake. Personally, I don't know why we're even addressing you at all. If you are listening, then I take all of this back and we welcome another comment in Spanish. But I just have my doubts, Betty. I just have my doubts and I won't apologise for that. So...
Lem, you got anything to say? Don't be horrible as well. Don't be nasty.
I wasn't. I was going to say, thank you. But why?
Oh, that's it. What do you mean? Someone's actually said. It probably means, oh, thanks. You're a couple of, you sound like some like absolute legends.
Well, you translated it and it seemed.
It says, I'll carry you in my suitcase. Ha ha, pissy derp or something.
No. Maybe she meant, yes, I would carry all of you around in my suitcase. Which, to be honest, is quite patronising.
George is the only small one here.
Oh, you're having a laugh at y'all. Oh, yeah. Trust me, I'm fucking witch.
Just joking. Thanks anyway, Bet.
Right, yoga's being cancelled, by the way, so I'm joining gym.
Oh, what?
Because I'm going to Thailand and I want to look. Lem keeps telling me that I can't look in. Oh, you know Jax from Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Jax?
Yes.
That's what I'm going to look like in 2 months.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, George is apparently on this healthy kick.
Okay.
From yesterday.
Okay.
He hasn't been doing too well. I've been trying to...
I query, is this a New Year's resolution by any chance?
No, it's not. It's Thailand for Thailand.
All right, yeah, you'll be wedging up for Thailand.
Yeah, I've been working out, haven't I?
He's been doing like... I can't really explain it. It's like almost a dip, but he's just been like sort of balancing himself in his chair. And he did 4 push-ups at work today office.
4 push-ups?
4 push-ups.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
And what did I have for lunch?
He bought some Bombay mix, you know, like...
Yeah.
The I don't know, rabbit food. Yeah. He bought some Bombay mix as his healthy snack.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Now, I don't know a lot about health. I don't know
I don't. But if I see anything with another country written on it, it must be healthy.
Oh, yeah, and he had sushi as well.
And he had some sushi.
And a peanut butter.
I think that, you know, again, I'm not a personal trainer, but push-ups, Bombay mix, and sushi, I don't see how that can go wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
If I see anything
in the shop and it has another country written on it, like Japan or India, I think it's got to be healthy. Okay. It has to be healthy.
Okay. Because you look at...
USA, maybe, I wouldn't go for that.
You look at the Japanese, they're a healthy people.
Yeah, they are healthy.
Excellent samurais. Mm. Every man jack of them. Mm. You look at Indians.
Healthy. They seem healthy, didn't they? Hindus and that.
They're very lean.
Doesn't yoga come from that sort of?
Yes, well, yoga.
Yeah, exactly. So I can completely understand your train of thought. Mm. How is it panning out for you?
Good, I think. What do you think, Lem? Because Lem's like my personal trainer.
Mm. I kind of adopted the role at work, just to sort of shoot down everything he's eating, which is nice. It makes me feel good. I don't know about him.
Yeah.
Can you give something? So you're allowing the Bombay mix?
No.
But it's from India. It's got to be healthy.
Yeah, but it's like. Bits like little bits of carbs with one like dried pea every handful.
Okay.
Well, name me a fat Indian.
Exactly. He's got you there.
Yeah.
He's got you there.
Look at all the Indian football team.
I can't believe that he won the argument with name me a fat Indian.
I genuinely can't think of one.
I can't think of one either.
Exactly.
That was actually super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you thought of a career in politics? Oh, yeah, I put it to you.
Yeah, and it has a conversation. And everyone goes. I've got a quiz for you both if you want.
Let's do
it. Do you like a quiz? Yeah, you up for a quiz, Lem?
I love quizzes.
And there's actually a prize for this as well. Actually, is.
What do we get? What is the prize?
You get. Remember, I got that bottle of Lucozade for nothing at work.
What? That long ago? You still got it?
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, feels like forever.
You win a bottle.
Is it still sealed?
Yeah, not even been touched.
What flavour?
The pink one.
Oh, I like that.
Right, whoever wins, I'm going to give that bottle of Lucozade to.
You got it on you now?
No.
Oh.
I'll have to give
you... So the prize for this quiz is I owe you 1 2-week-old bottle of pink Lucozade.
Yeah.
It's probably lukewarm.
Lukewarm Lucozade. All right, well, I'm down.
You're up for it. Yeah, but no, that's good Lucozade. Yeah. Honestly, Joe, I'll give it to you next time I see you.
All right,
you can have it tomorrow, mate.
Can we have our own buzz sounds?
Yeah, can we get our own...
You got to go...
Well, no, can we... Well, I'm not going to do that. That's ridiculous.
You could go like, Joel! And I'll go, Joel. Lem.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we do. You say you
are. Joel!
Yeah, and I'll go, Lem!
All right, the buzzers are working. Okay. This has got an answer.
Yeah, every question has a fucking answer to it.
Okay. Oh, I see. So this is what makes this question unique from all the other questions out there in the world. Okay.
Who are better, Argentinians or Colombians?
Colombians. Okay.
So your answer is Colombians.
Joel! Colombians.
Lem, what's your answer?
Lem!
I'm going to go Colombians as well.
No, wrong. The answer was, it's like 2016, so, you know, not cool.
Oh.
Because, you know, we shouldn't be...
I see the message.
I see the message.
That was the answer, and I was hoping one of you would say that. But you didn't. You went straight into the racism pond, didn't you?
Well, no, but obviously Colombians are physically superior. I mean,
you're just talking about cocaine.
I've been watching a lot of Modern Family recently, and I'm a big fan of Sofia Vergara.
Beautiful, isn't she?
I think she's beautiful. Mm. I think she's a very talented actress. And obviously, I haven't met her personally, but I get the impression that she's a really lovely person.
Okay. Yeah. This is the last question. Which lyrics are these two? A mulatto.
Joel! Very well. No, come on. Don't ruin it.
A mulatto. An albino.
Oh.
A mosquito. My libido.
Oh, I do know this one.
Come on.
A mulatto, el albino.
No. A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, malabado. Do you know it?
This is your
cucaracha.
George, are you singing it a bit different for you? Yeah. Right? Right, let me say it to you. A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, malabado. A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito.
Joel!
That smells like Teen
Yes,
Spirit.
Yes, it is.
Hang on. Point of information. I didn't hear a buzz.
He said Lem. You can hear the podcast back as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've actually got proof here.
Fuck you, I won.
I've got a Taylor Swift interview, haven't I?
Oh, shit, did we manage to get Taylor Swift on board?
Yeah.
Here's the interview with Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, thank you for coming on the podcast. How's it going?
It's going really well. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. You told me that you heard the first episode of our podcast and you liked it, but you had some advice. So, go on, what was it?
Absolutely. I definitely did, and that was for it to be sonically cohesive.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Which, for me, meant that it had a distinct sound to it.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Another thing, Joel told me that when you come over, you and him go out together. Kind of like a date, he said, which I find hard to believe. So
we hang out all the time, and then we get to come to London. It's kind of like this girls' trip.
God, I knew it. Far from a date, then. Just shopping buddies. So I was thinking, whilst you're here, maybe we could go out for some dinner sometime or something if you want.
Joke. Honestly, thank you. My friends wouldn't want that. But in my apartment, in my house, we can bake, we can make dinner, mm-hmm. we can dance, we can do whatever we want. It's just that it's just a fact that when I'm outside the doors of my apartment, people are watching me. You know, like, I don't think anyone has a solid stance on any way that they feel. You know, I mean, you have already gone off script.
Yep, perfectly clear. You're honest, I'll give you that. I think we've covered everything. So, thanks for coming on and that. I'll see you later.
Thank you so much.
That was it. So it was quick. Okay. But she didn't want to know.
See, I find it really, well, A, hurtful that she didn't
want
to know.
What about she said about you?
Yeah, well, that's
But you
what
said
I mean.
You used to go out on dates and she just said,
yeah,
you're a couple of girls who go out of shopping.
Yeah, well, I've obviously got the wrong end of the stick. I mean, it's quite hurtful to find out like that.
Because you told me when Swift is over, you got a few dates.
It's not the kind of thing I want to talk about on here. I'm going to bring it up with Taylor when I next see her, because there's obviously she's been giving mixed messages. Maybe I'm just silly, maybe, but you know, I'll sort it out with her. But you know, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, because otherwise I was very close to making a complete fool of myself. So
I've got a bone to pick. Why didn't you try and introduce me to old Swifty?
Well, no, first of all, Joel said he was going out with her. Well, she said, no, I don't, I'll go shopping with her. Then I kind of asked her out, and she obviously didn't want to go out with me.
Yeah, but she might have wanted to go out with me.
No, the thing is with Taylor is that she's, like, obviously she's a beautiful person, but she's got a lot of depth to her. Mm. It takes a very kind of person, like, I get her, she gets me kind of thing. She doesn't get you.
You're like her gay best friend.
Well,
yeah, you are her gay best friend.
Yes, that seems to be the way that she's interpreted the relationship, you know, but all I can say is that friendship is a spectrum, and sometimes that spectrum leads to marriage and a long, healthy life together, so... Yeah.
And then lots Things of resentment, crossed. But she, you can't well, leave she, because
yeah,
there's kids.
She did say I can go around her house and dance, whatever that means.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
You're both her gay best friend, and I haven't been
No, I'm not even her friend. She don't even want to have nothing to do with me, by the sounds of it.
You can come around and dance.
Yeah, she did say that, to be fair. And bake. I think she said I can go around and bake and dance with her.
She's very hospitable.
Joel, do you do that bake and dance with her? Have you done that?
I do often, we do a lot. We do a lot of scones. She's a fan of scones. I'm indifferent. I prefer Bakewell.
Yeah.
But the dancing is good. I taught her. Did you see her on that last video? You know, the little shuffle.
Oh, that was you, was it?
Well, I don't want to say it was me. You know, it was both.
You
of
were
us,
baking.
But it was you know, spontaneity. Oh. But
what a moment.
Don't introduce Lem. Yeah. He wouldn't get it.
I don't think he'd have a chance. Well, because the thing is, she's a talented girl. You know, she's good looking. She's just like right up my street. Talented. Yeah. She's got, and I was like, oh, here we go. Two peas in a pod. This is gonna, like, you know what I mean?
She's got enough. Satellites around her. I don't want to use the word mosquitoes because that gives across the wrong message, but she's got enough hangers on. All right,
yeah,
there's no more surface area.
Well, I'll tell you what, if she asks me, I ain't gonna give her another chance. She's had her chance. I don't know about you, but I mean,
you know, if she changes her mind, I'll be on it like that, but
yeah, obviously, I will.
Just saying.
As we're talking about Big Brother.
What?
I can't stand these segues or these lack of segues.
Just fucking segue right now.
I hope people don't notice so they can think it flows.
It's literally so simple.
It would be easy just to stop and then start again.
Taylor Swift's a celebrity. Celebrity Big Brother starts soon. Oh, speaking of Big Brother, I mean, I was, yeah, any, yeah, any attempt, right, any attempt, any attempt at a reasonable segue.
I'll edit it back. Oh, Taylor Swift's a celebrity. Oh, speaking of, oh, Taylor Swift's a celebrity.
Oh, shit. Come on, mate. Oh, okay. Celebrity.
Okay.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Do you want to do it then? And then we can, I'll work, me and John will work off it.
Yeah, George, speaking of celebrities, yeah, hasn't Big Brother kicked off? I don't even...
Oh,
I don't,
oh,
no,
geez,
no. The thing, thanks, is, mate, I stopped myself because I don't want to talk about,
no, no, no,
Big Brother.
No, I don't, really, want
to, I don't
want
to, I don't want to be the one to bring it up.
No, no, all right.
What, George, what, done you, mate. Yeah, no, you've been done up, punked, like a gingerbread man.
Yeah. Punked. So what... oh, I wish, no, that show was back on. What I always wonder, though, what do Z-listers get paid? I've wondered that for a while. I wonder what the Z-listers get paid. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
How do they make a living? So and then I see on the news website that he said how much they get paid. So I'm not gonna, I don't want to talk about them as such. I just want to talk about the money. David Guest, right? He's like, he was mates with Michael Jackson, and he went out with Liza Minnelli off him. Liza Minnelli. Right.
Oh, is he the guy that looks like he's melted a bit?
Yeah. He got £600,000 for going on Big Brother.
No, he never.
And he was like the highest paid. Gemma Collin. Gemma Collin is a girl from the Essex show. £100,000. £100,000. Right. Jonathan Cheban, you know him. Mm. You know, didn't you? Jonathan. He's a Kim Kardashian's mate. You know, right, him, you Kim are. Kardashian's mate. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
He got £300,000.
Hold on. So he's on Celebrity Big Brother.
For being Kim K's
mate. For being a reality TV show's friend.
Yeah. Okay. £300,000. Right. Then I'll see this other one, right? Stephanie Davis, £150,000. So
is
I'm
that?
Not. Right, this is it. I didn't know who she was, so I thought, I'm going to Google her to see who she is, right? So I Googled it. It said she was in Hollyoaks. I thought, fair enough, Hollyoaks. Yeah. Then she played obviously a female character in Hollyoaks. Guess what the female character she played was called? Because I just see this on the first page of Google, and I thought, I'm not going to look into it any further. I just see she played a woman in Hollyoaks called Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fair enough.
More important.
I mean, come on. When the producers are sitting there going, we need a name for them.
More
Stephanie Davis, she needs a name.
I still can't get over your research style for this podcast. I Googled her name. I saw what it said. I didn't want to look into it any further.
No, because I hate Hollyoaks, honestly. No, yeah. But could you imagine that Stephanie Davis comes in and says, oh, she's a good actress, so we need a name for this female character. Anyone got any name ideas? Yeah. I'm thinking, what about Sinead O'Connor? I've not heard that. That sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds like just a poor brainstorming session. Like, people just can't be bothered. Just like, Sinead O'Connor.
I think that happens a lot in Hollyoaks.
Yeah. Should we just call her Sinead O'Connor for a laugh? Yeah, go on. They don't know who she is anyway, do they?
I think I'm best. Nothing compares to you.
Nice.
Okay. So, yeah. In that weird, though. In it. That's funny, innit?
Yeah.
Like, Sinead O'Connor. Come on. Hollyoaks people.
Bucks, well, hang on. So what? So I don't know what we're having.
She's got 150.
What are we having? Because we've got several topics here. We've got. Are we having a go at how much celebrities are paid, or Z-listers are paid, or are we having a go at Hollyoaks writing team? No, I'm happy to. I'm happy to rip into either of them.
Let's start off with
an opportunity.
First of all,
I'll lay into either.
Do they really get that much? I mean, that is pathetic. From being a Z-lister.
Yeah.
People don't even know him, and they're getting over £100,000.
And
well,
also,
David Guest is
also
getting a fair whack
also,
in it. He's got £600,000.
Would you take that money to have that life? Because I know I wouldn't. No, I know. It was like after the Halloween sketch, obviously, went big. They got in contact.
I bet they did, actually.
And they said...
It wouldn't surprise me. Honestly, wouldn't.
Do you want to go on it? We'll give you... Well, I mean, they are haggled him up to
people might not know you are, Joe. Might see your video. We should actually let them know you're actually a...
We've got a celebrity.
Is there anything below Z list? What happens? Or does it go below Z?
Non-binary.
What's it called? The Halloween.
Halloween costumes easy to get wrong. Available now on YouTube.
It's a little comedy sketch. It's really funny, and it's got over 1 million views. And Joel is the brown one in it.
I'll be the only brown one in that sketch. So
that's Joel.
Sounded racist, but actually factually accurate.
I got it.
It's true.
so you can't legally do him.
It's funny, yeah.
There you go. I'll publicise it though for you.
Would you want
me as your agent?
Would I want you as my agent? Would I want to drink concentrated sulfuric acid? You know.
So as we're talking about the lottery, there's a...
Okay, we weren't, but yeah.
This, right. anyone.
Oh shit, we haven't got onto the Hollyoaks.
I'm so desperate. Anyone at home, please just teach George how to do a proper segue. Not even a proper segue. Just inspire him to try.
To talk.
I don't want it. I don't care. I don't care if it's a good segue or not. I just want to see him try. That's all I want. That's all I want, people. All
right, so we've had a go at them. And for some reason, it turned nasty to you, Joel. So I don't know why that happened.
Well, it's a common trope.
Oh, God. It's good. So, yeah, whilst we're on the lottery, a couple
what?
Of
weeks ago. Oh, again? God.
He's doing it on purpose. No, don't rise to him. You're don't the worst. He is trying to annoy you. He will not get to me. He will not get to us. The podcast will go on.
No, but this is annoying.
You've made your intentions very clear.
A couple missed out on £35 million, right. A lottery jackpot. Edwina and David Nyland missed out on a £35 million jackpot.
How?
Said it again.
Why?
After discovering that online purchase was not registered. They actually got the correct numbers, but that online purchase, like apparently like it weren't registered with our system or something.
What
the
do you mean?
Basically, the computer fucked up. They actually got the numbers, and it come up in that. Say, how much is a lottery ticket? £1?
Yeah.
So you should have in your basket, say, £1.
Yeah.
That basket had nothing in it. But their numbers come up. Their numbers come up, and they thought they won it, and they didn't win. I mean, I feel so that's bad, isn't it? Imagine that they actually thought they won £35 million. They did near enough win £35 million, but
they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But I don't see how that experience could be helpful.
No,
could you
imagine? No way.
Oh, that'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Wow.
You know she's going to be blaming him as well.
Yeah.
It's all his fault.
You've sent a very introspective vibe over the podcast now, because now everyone's just thinking, Jesus, imagine if that was me.
They've won £35 million.
Imagine if that was me.
Could you imagine?
Imagine like when the numbers were coming up, it's just like, five. And they're like,
yeah.
What's his name? Dave. We're going to do it, Dave.
Dave. We done it.
24.
Dave.
So right, let's do it.
And the Powerball.
I can be Edwina. You can be Dave. You'd be the TV, the lottery man, ringing that numbers.
I never watched the lottery, so all I know is the number.
Go on then.
All right, well, let's go.
How many numbers are there as well?
I don't know. Let's do four.
All right,
that's four. Yeah, so save time. Just do three.
Let's do one.
Let's do. All right, it's the last number. It's our last number.
It's the last number.
The last number.
Oh my God.
The last number.
Edwina.
28.
Go online.
You've killed the dog.
Yeah, we'll fuck the dog. We'll get a new dog. We'll get a new dog. We'll buy 20. We'll buy 20 dogs. Edwina.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. I lost it.
No. It's not even you. What's he saying?
He's taking it down. It's an abstract. It's an abstract sketch.
My ass hurts.
I don't know.
What happened?
I wasn't in the character of Dave enough to know how he would respond to a comment like that. I was trying to go along with you.
Edwina, why does your ass hurt? Like, what did you do?
Why is the TV talking to me, Dave?
Edwina, I don't know if this is me. I don't know why.
Dave, my ass hurts.
Edwina, I love you, babe. You and your aching asshole.
Was Edwina and Dave in the middle of something?
Are you happy about the route you took that down?
Yeah, that's what.
Because I'm not going to take any responsibility for that.
It's in there now.
It's there now. Apparently, that's exactly how it went.
Well, that sketch obviously doesn't in any way nearly show
of achy arseholes,
how they dealt with the situation.
Now, that's a fucking segue.
As we're speaking
he put that in there.
Oh my God, this actually worked. As we're speaking of achy arseholes, I looked on a website today and I looked at Tinder chat-up lines, right?
Yeah.
Now these are actual chat-up lines that guys have written to girls on Tinder. Go on, let me read them out.
Hey girl, there's only three planets tonight because I'm destroying Uranus.
Decent.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. It's quite clever.
I bet he got laid from that. I bet she loved that.
Well, guy, hey, is your friend a porn star? She looks familiar. I think I worked with her a few years ago. Girl, seeing that that's my 16-year-old sister, I doubt you worked with her a few years ago. Guy, hey, the FBI is... Oh, no, it's a different one.
It's a different one, man.
Oh, then you should fucking...
Oh, well, I was meant to read it, wasn't I, until you snatched it?
All right, sorry, mate. Do you want to read it?
Yeah, go on, you can read it. You're better.
Guy... Hey, the FBI is searching for my... Can I hide it inside you? Girl reply. I'm sure it's tough to find already.
Oh.
FBI is searching for my dick. Can I hide it inside you?
Okay. I'm sure it's hard to find already.
I'm sure it's tough to find already.
So she's done it.
She's done it.
I'm going to give that one to her.
Yeah, that goes 2 points to her, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's always hard opening conversation. But what do you say to someone? What do you say? Because you don't want to just say hi, because that's boring.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just...
corny.
Yeah, and corny. Dumb.
We'll give him some dumb, of your own material. I'll give it a sob story. I'd be like, yeah. My granddad's in a wheelchair.
Mm.
He's just been put in a wheelchair, and he just don't leave the house no more. Yeah, he's just stuck in his wheelchair. Apparently, he's lost the will to live.
Wow.
Oh, wait, sorry, that was it.
That was a joke. My granddad's been in a wheelchair. So... he's lost the will to live.
Sensible and funny.
Yeah.
Are those attractive qualities?
Yeah, I think so. No.
You want funny,
yeah,
but you want there to be a limit. You don't want anyone too crazy. You want to know a lid.
Your anus joke. I wouldn't do that. That's just
no.
What about
chaos? That is chaos.
Are you a parking ticket because you've got fine written all over you?
Fine. See, yeah. No.
How about this? Did you fall from heaven because your face is fucked?
Yeah, I like that.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Pew pew. Like zinger.
Yeah, just make them feel really bad, right? That's how you pick
can
up
I,
girls.
Can I borrow
yeah.
your phone?
Well,
I need to tell God that he's missing one of his angels.
The money's just not coming in. But a lot of money's going out. I need a partner primarily for emotional and financial support. Do you want to go out on a date sometime?
You sound like you could. That's like an escort. That's what escorts are, right?
Yeah, right, Lem. That's what escorts are like, right, guys? Come on, Lem, what are they like? Tell us.
I don't know.
If you know something, come on, what are they like?
I've just heard some things.
Just heard things, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Some people may genuinely, you know, when they grow up, they might be like, oh, I want to be an escort. That's my thing now. I want to do that.
But you don't have to sleep with women when you're a male escort, right? You can just...
Gigolo.
I don't know.
A gigolo. You can just sort of... I imagine you take older ladies out on dates.
I'll tell you what, I actually know a guy that did this.
Oh yeah.
And
is he called George Stokes?
Can I just take a wild stab in the dark? Was he from Clacton?
No, honestly, it was a guy, right? But he worked in the media.
All right.
Do we know him?
No, we don't know.
All right.
Obviously not gonna say.
No, I want to hear this story. I really want to hear this story.
And he's famous as well.
Okay.
He's not really. Well, is it? No, he's not.
He is
going to be now.
He never
actually slept with a girl. He'd done it once, to be fair. He said he'd done it once. And what he'd done was he met this girl and they went out for something to eat.
Yeah.
And he had a lovely meal with her. She paid for it. Mm. And he was like, oh, so do you want to go back? And she was like, no, it's okay, that's fine. I just wanted some company and that. She just paid him to have dinner with her.
That's what it is. So really? That's what, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, that's what he'd done.
And then... you get bought like a nice watch or something.
Well,
really?
I don't think they buy you watches.
I don't know.
I don't mean that doesn't sound like a bad gig to me.
To be fair, it sounds like a good bit of money, didn't it, to get on the side? How'd you sign up to this?
You got to get on your Jacks from Sons of Anarchy.
Oi, mate, my workout, I'll be earning a killing, I think.
So how would you? All right, so we're on a male escort service website. How would you sell yourself? Advertise yourself?
What would I call myself? Oh, Mr. McNasty, obviously.
But you're not a porn star. You're supposed to be classy,
okay.
Taking people out on dates. Yeah.
For God's sake,
okay,
keep it classy.
Okay, no, I'll say...
Mr. McClassy.
Mr. McClassy. From the hours of 2 p.m. till 10 p.m, I am Mr. McClassy.
Yeah.
From 10 p.m. up to 2 a.m, I can be Mr. McNasty if you want me to be. You know that's going to get the girls.
Okay, that's
what would be yours, Joel?
What would be yours?
I would advertise myself as, well, obviously I'd say sensible. I wouldn't say funny because I don't want to raise their expectations too highly. I will say sensible. I will say that, you know, I'll do my best to try and be interested in them as a person.
Mm.
And, you know, that...
Oh, no,
I wouldn't.
I'd rather go out with Mr. McNasty. At least you're going to have a laugh. You know, just be fair, you go out with
Mr. Are
you
going to have a laugh or are you going to
be
murdered?
Do you remember Edwina? That's who she was seeing.
I see, that's why her arsehole was in agony because of all the time. She thought she was going out with Mr. McClassy, stayed an hour too late, and paid a dear price for her mistake. I'd tell myself as qualities that I think that are good, you know, logical, rational, sensible, and you know, I'm a I'm a good ear. I'm a good listener.
Just
good
guy. Not even just like for a good time, call Joel.
What would you Simple. Do then?
No, you won't have a good time, but you might learn something.
You might learn a thing or two.
Yeah, never to call that number again.
I think who would you rather go out with, Mr. McNasty or Mr. Sensible? Come on, you know Mr. McNasty. You might live on the edge. These girls want to live on the edge. That's why they're coming.
If I was like a middle-aged lady who just wanted to spend an evening with a gentleman, I'd probably go for Mr. McClassy, in all honesty. Because I like the option of Mr. McNasty.
Exactly. You might have a few two wines and go, oh, hold on, what's the time?
True. What if that is true. What if I'm not really giving options, am I?
No, you're just all sensible.
One dimensional.
Sensible yet sensitive.
Okay, all right. Well, Lem, can you consult me?
How can I improve? Because this isn't a bad gig if things go tits up on YouTube.
It can happen.
On YouTube.
All right, so consult me, all right? So you're an escort consultant. I've come to you. I'm saying, look, please, all right, I've got the wrong shtick here. I'm just a bit too sensible. I'm a bit too middle of the road. I want to be more like Mr. McClassy /Mr. McNasty. What advice can you give me?
Ooh.
Right. Your husband is on a business trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've phoned Mr. McClassy to come out. But Mr. Sensible is somehow clocked on, and he thinks because he's so skint, he can jump in Mr. McClass's gig.
Yeah,
he's turned up.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Edwina, you have an ultimatum. You can either have me with my extra big spicy bag of Bombay mix
with my love bag.
Oh, this is all too much.
I will encourage you. Put your finger in my love bag. Hang on, Edina.
Put your finger in my love bag.
You must be sensible about heavens. This.
Put your finger in my love bag.
Oh, heavens.
Go on. Put it in there.
Be logical. Oh, come on.
Just too far.
And that was the story of how Edwina's ass got injured. Prior to her lottery. Prior to the lottery debacle.
Just before the lottery happened.
I mean, I'm not
just
proud.
Just before she won the lottery. I mean, it's just not gone well for her today.
Edwina's in a bad way. I mean...
Do you think they'll get that money? In all honesty, do you think they'll get anything?
No, they won't get nothing. The Camelot have said they're not going to give any.
Fuck. Really? Fuck. Jesus, that's a bad shame for her. That is a bad, bad day.
So how much is it now? Well, it's good news for the winners, for whoever wins it now.
Yeah. Well, is that getting rolled over?
What would you do?
Yeah, 50
mil. If you see someone drink water like that on the train.
What would I do? I'd feel so sorry for their family and everyone in their lives who had to deal with them.
You do that, don't you?
I was going to pour it all over me.
Oh my God.
Well, you're covered in electrics.
I electrocuted myself.
The roundhouse guys might hurt you. Look, there's a bouncer now. He's going to hurt.
He's probably heard us. He's probably heard us and been like, look, listen, guys. I just want to say, just what are you doing? I've heard your role plays. I've heard your segments. I've heard
your sketches.
I've heard your quizzes. Your interviews. What are you doing? These are pipe dreams, boys. These are pipe dreams.
Oh, we have gone so off topic, haven't we? Fuck it, this flow, man.
Should we end?
What are you gonna?
I think this is taking a turn. George has lost it.
I think I want to talk about something else.
Yeah.
I want to talk about your state of mind, George. I want to ask you, is everything okay?
I've been asked for fuck lately. I don't know what I'm doing.
I think you need to lie down while we consult you.
Yeah, honestly.
My mind's gone.
You know when my mind is gone, it's actually gone. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
It's going.
Isn't that most days though?
Yeah, no, it's been worse, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it not?
It's just you, you know?
Okay. Just being myself.
Look, there's times in life where you get
just
that
being
way.
Myself, yeah? People will love me, people are going to hate me, yeah? But we can do just stay true to yourself, man. Have a happy year, everyone.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum. Bum, bum. Bum. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, gates when I hit that bass, when I hit that bass all over my face, wanna hit that bass all over my face, wanna hit that bass all over my face, hit that bass all over my face, and then we come back like this, just like that, cause I'm hitting the face on my back with a bat, with a bat, with a rapid bat, with a bat, with a bat, with a bat, with a bat.
Edwina.
This has been a Working Cast podcast. This has been a Working Cast podcast. Podcast.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thank you. Yeah. Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Should I do?